Hello again. Now, as we look out of our windows at the world, it might seem that for some it's just been just a bad dream. The cozy Isle of Man bubble lends itself to that sense of it's okay, it's safe, let's just get back to where we were. After so many days of no new positive results, that's quite understandable. However, this was the first battle, not the end of the war, if you view this whole thing in those terms. So the next issue is how do we all in healthcare now manage all this pent-up demand? The waiting lists at the hospital loom large, for example. The sense of a build-up of numerous health items that have simply had to be put on hold for some months now. Day to day, on the front line though, it's the little things that I've noticed. The remarkable tolerance and patience for so many of us. The loss of fitness for so many. Physically, yes, but mentally, emotionally too. It's been really quite traumatic for Lord knows how many young parents who've had to cope for 24 hours a day with childcare. But in normal times, school, play schools, nurseries, aunts, uncles, grandparents, friends and neighbours will be taking, sharing some of that strain. The numerous older folk I've seen with ongoing medical conditions. Many of whom have coped remarkably well, but have dropped down a few notches health-wise. It's the small, almost unnoticed things that you may just pick up and sense if you care to look for them. A remarkable study in overall well-being and health status is there for the doing. And yet, even as we move to truly open our surgeries again, we hear a few creaks, rattles, bumps in the night, murmurs of a second wave in medical presses. For now, though, we await from those higher up the food chain some plans as to what we need to do, where we need to be in the coming days and weeks. I, for one, can't wait to have a working life without mandatory PPE. Things have changed, though. Ring, email, patient access, your GP surgery, anytime soon, and you may be offered not just one option, but a variety of alternatives. A phone call discussion, a video call to your smartphone, a text message personalised to your particular query, an online consultation, even, but that's so old-fashioned now, tongue firming in cheek, a GP face-to-face appointment, or F2F as it's now termed. Surgeries have had to adapt quickly and have indeed done so at a remarkable rate of change. Nobody wants to see a waiting room loaded with people, some who are sick at the moment, let alone some coughing. Imagine. Once the children have been back at school for a few weeks, it will be quite interesting to see where we are here. Is there hidden viral illness there? Non-COVID types awaiting new hosts, hence the usual spike of coughs and colds? Or will the community level of circulating illness and viruses as such just be, as it has been, very quiet and contained? How would we really distinguish a hacking cough and a temperature in any new arrival at the surgery with a new COVID infection? Difficult. What happens when a trickle flow from the board openings arrive? What happens in the English Northwest and Ireland, almost always carbon copy-like, is reflected over here. Such is the ease of transit in normal times. Lots to still think about then. And this week we'll be having some further guidance from various meetings, virtually of course at the moment, about to occur. We'll keep you posted. Until then, cheerio.